At the diversion dam on the Weber River, just a few miles up the canyon from the town of Ogden, the water just disappears. There's a wide, swollen reservoir backed up behind the dam, but downstream, there's just a lot of exposed rocks with a trickle of water running between, because most of the water is in a concrete pipe.
Because a hydropower plant is essentially a two-step process where you divert the water into a pipe, and in the pipe, you generate head, and the head is what drives the turbine. If it's just in the river, you don't have any pressure, you're not generating hydrostatic or head pressure in order to drive the turbine.
I'm with Charlie Vincent. He's an engineer, but that's not why he's here. He's here because he's a boater, a kayaker specifically, and a volunteer with American Whitewater, a nonprofit organization that protects rivers for a variety of reasons, one of which is recreation.
Someplace right in here is where you'd carry your boat down and put in. And obviously there'd have to be more water. And then the activity starts right at the top of this bend.
American Whitewater works to provide something called recreational releases on dammed rivers like the Weber. A recreational release means that the dam doesn't siphon off the river to make power. The water is released from the gates and flows back into the river in its natural channel. Every 30 years or so, privately owned hydropower projects like the one PacifiCorp operates on the Weber have to reapply for their operating license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. This relicensing process is a window of opportunity for groups like American Whitewater to come to the table as stakeholders in the river.
Water in a river is a public resource. That's undeniable. And everybody wants to use that water for their own benefit. The relicensing process under the Federal Power Act gives everyone theoretically an equal share. I don't know if it's truly equal, but I mean that is the goal, to let every stakeholder in a balancing process to have everyone's needs met.
Charlie Vincent was instrumental in restoring recreational flows to the Bear River through southeastern Idaho. Representing American Whitewater, he participated in a relicensing process that took over a decade. In 2008, the new license for the dam at Grace, Idaho, called for 16 recreational releases annually.
I guess the more people that are interested in the sport and the place where it happens, the more it perpetuates the opportunity for others to do it and to share in it. I mean, publicity is a good thing. You know, a lot more people do the Bear now than used to do it. So, yeah, it's a giving back to the community.
Vincent has a kid now, and he doesn't kayak as much as he used to through these temporarily inundated sections of river he's worked on. But he's still at it when it comes to advocating for good boating, as well as protection for native fish like the Bonneville cutthroat trout.
I mean, the Weber's kind of always, I remember a decade or more ago looking to see when the relicensing of this came up, and it was so far in the future.
The license expires in a few years, so the process starts now for Charlie Vincent. That's why we're here today, staring at the boulders in the low-flowing river. Vincent has no trouble imagining the whitewater that could be flowing through here. He can describe every move he would make in his kayak to pick his way through the rocks and currents of this exhilarating stretch of the Weber River. For The Source on Utah Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.